Hello?
Hey, Jason. This is Patrick Anderson calling from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good, Patrick. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm great. First of all, apologize for the delay. Actually, you know, like a couple of work. I was in the middle of something. I was not able to call you. I was just check your email. I was trying to connect you on Gmail, but I think there was a problem with the link or something.
Yeah, it was I just set up my Calendly account, and the Google Meet didn't go through. And yeah,
you didn't use Google Meet or something?
What's that?
I'm thinking you never used the Google Meet.
No, I've used Google Meet. I just haven't used Calendly, and I didn't have it set up. So basically,
even though I was trying for the very first time for the call. So maybe there must be a reason, but then I thought we should try talking on phone numbers because it will be the better way. But I will try to fix it. I just talked to my IT person that if you can fix something, so it will be easy for us to connect in future.
Yeah.
So, yeah, tell me, are you to work or where? You to work?
Yeah. What's that?
Okay, so what do you do? Like, what is your profession?
Well, right now I'm just simply writing because I'm a freelance writer.
Oh,
and I do a lot of I do content for other people's websites. I was actually working a day job and I hurt my back, and I'm gonna be out of work for at least 6 months. And and the workers' comp denied it, which they shouldn't have. So now I got to sue them so I can get healed up. So.
How did it happen?
I was just lifting some heavy bags, and I blew out my lower back. And,
Are you weightlifting or something?
No, just working. I'm just a worker. And I was working for a swimming pool company, and I was lifting some heavy bags, and I blew out my lower back. And so now I'm in the process of suing the insurance company because they won't take care of it, and yeah,
so don't the guys provide you safety guides or something?
No, they
I mean, it's like green and three. If you're lifting some heavy weights, so you have to be cautious for this to take care of yourself.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way, but no,
this is something strange because you are being out for the work from last 6 months, and I can truly understand as the days are going on, so. Wages is something that you have to work and you have to support your family, and but still. So how are you managing everything? You're just doing freelancing from last couple of months?
Yeah, I'm relying on my freelance work because I can't pick up anything. So, but
Is it going good?
Yeah, it's actually picking up. There's a company that they want to hire me and my fiance and myself, training AI robots on how to answer prompts, and that's a pretty lucrative contract, and we're going to take that, and we're just pretty much just taking it day by day. I went to your website yesterday, but every time I go on the landing page, which is the home page. I wasn't able to see your site at all because let me pull it right back. As soon as I do, I can see your homepage, but then it automatically kicks over to the like a help page or something. So I really wasn't able to see what you guys do or offer. I was trying to do some homework before we had this conversation, but the website wasn't accessible, so. So what do you guys do and what are you offering?
So basically, have you been to the PenguinBookWriters.com website?
That's what I was just telling you. I did, but you can't do anything on the site.
So basically, Penguin Book Writers is the company. We are providing services for the book writer, for the author especially. We are providing services of book writing, book editing, book publishing, book marketing, ghostwriting, book cover design, autobiography, and book publishing. Basically, for example, if you have a story or something, so if you have an idea on something in your mind, so you can contact us. We're going to provide you our ghostwriting services. For example, you just have some thoughts in your mind that you are going to write something and you want to be a good sailor. For example, you have to generate money from there. So as we are concerned, I think I can guide you. So it is a great platform, and I've been working from here from last 5 to 6 years, and I can see there are many people who have started their journey, and now they are they are at great platform. I mean, like, they have contributed a lot with to their lives and to their personal life, along with their in the era. Like, for example, they are having a good books in the market. They are generating good amount of money. They are generating good sales from there. And for example, we are also are supporting in this case. For example, you are done with the book. You have the book, and you just want me to that, Patrick, we are going to be want to publish this book. So we will just do one thing. We will publish your book on the different platforms. Like, for example, we have different platforms for publishing platform. We have we can publish your book on Barnes & Noble. We can publish on your book on Amazon, Kindle, and also we have 48 other platforms on which we can publish your book. So yeah, and from there you can generate a good amount of sales over there. And also we do one. Are you there? Hey, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just listening to what you say.
Yeah. And also we
so
have,
the
you're seeing
well,
something?
I have a book published on Amazon, but sure. It's not selling because I don't know how to market it.
You know
my
what?
Primary
I have seen in my career journey, like, there are many authors and there are many people who do have good books, but they are not generating sales. So what we have figured out, like, they are not getting a proper market for their books.
Right.
And this is the only way that they are not generating sales from there. And we are there to help you to convert your ideas into a beautiful journey of your book. And so what kind of book did you publish?
It's a memoir and a cookbook. I worked on offshore tugboats. No, the name of the book is The Sea Cook. Recipes and tales from the galley. Yeah, it's three words: T-H-E.
T-A-G.
S-E. Yep. The and then S-E-A. C-O-O-K. The Sea Cook.
Oh, The Sea Cook. The title that you have mentioned in the email subject.
Yes.
Ah, that's nice. It's a kind of food-related book?
Yeah, definitely food-related. It's a cookbook. There's 50 recipes in it, but there's also essays about different places around the Caribbean, Mexico, and the Eastern Seaboard, places I've traveled to, and the people that I've met through food. So it's about my culinary journey, and
so
it's also highlighting.
You love to do cooking?
Yes, I'm a trained chef.
Same here. I just whenever I get free time, I like I'm so like found to cook the book to cook, and I can see like you have published this book in back to 2021, right?
Yes, November 21.
The rating I can see over there is like you're not getting that much rating.
No, I've generated no sales, and the content of the book is good. I just don't know how to market it.
But you know what I think figured out from this book is like this is not particularly targeted the audience. For example, this book didn't target that audience who are into the cooking side, who are the chefs. They are just because the marketing is what I believe the marketing is weak. There is no videos over there on your website. I mean, on the Amazon. because if you created some kind of, you know, like, for example, if I can say one example, I have been in Nepal. There was a person who, there was a lady who came up with the same thing, and she had, I think, 2-3 books for related to food coma. So the thing that we figured out is she's not getting a proper response. So what we did, we targeted different influencers for the, I proposed her a marketing, we targeted different influencers, because, you know, this is nowadays social media is taking on our nerves, and we offer a different platform where influencers posted the reels of their cooking onto their website, onto their social platform, for example, on their Instagram, on their Facebook, and because they have a good reach over there. And through this, she got a good response, and she's like been into this, and she started doing some proper kind of business with, and she's picking good sales from there, because the weak area is the market. So do you have another website or something?
I have a culinary website called thejazzpantry.com. And I've had that for a couple of years, but I did just I just purchased a domain name for Jason Phillips, so it would be my author website, but I haven't built it yet. I bought the domain name, and that's all I've done. I purchased the domain name, but the thing is I don't know how to market the book. And so really what I need help with is how to market. It's published, it's edited, it's already there, but I need somebody to promote it. I need somebody to get it out there.
Mm-hmm. One last question before I jump into the marketing purpose. How many sales are you getting from this, in the month?
None.
The response now?
None.
None? And what about when you... When you have published this book on the Amazon, and tell us how many sales you get from there? Nothing.
I've sold nothing. You just call it nothing. That's what I'm saying is, now I've given out a lot of copies and stuff like that. I've bought my own book so I could give it to people and promote it, and everybody loves the book. The thing is, it's just, it gets no sales because it's not being marketed. I know how to write, and I know how to publish. I know how to edit, but I do not know how to market, and I really don't have the time in my day to figure out how to market the book. I would rather pay somebody to market the book.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all right. So, let me walk you through the process for the marketing. So, basically, we have... different packages for the marketing. Let me start with the phase one. As soon as you will allow to get started, we will start with the thorough research about the right target market of your book. As I said before, your book